It's always really neat to be behind the scenes just because you're watching something be created as it's happening. It's neat that our movement is like this, though. You know, because I think from the outside, we do look, I guess, like we're crazy, I guess, to the heathen, right? It's super fun to watch these things come to life. I enjoy video a lot. And, like, for instance, Paul's a huge inspiration because Paul does these magnificent videos. So when you offered me or asked me for help, I was on it. I was like, oh, that'd be neat to be able to create something, you know, for Christ, you know, for the cause of Christ.
All right, so what's up, guys? This is Brother Amon, just behind the scenes. For the Hebrew Roots. So I think we were just hanging out at after church, and I just asked Brother Matt here, I said, you know, hey, you need some help? And I'm glad I did, and you know, the reason I did was because I really liked Science Falsely So-Called, and I wanted to see how Brother Matt worked, and you know, honestly, seeing him today speaking in front of the camera, it's great, and the research that goes into it was something that I learned today. You know, you do have to have a set of points in order to make sure that you stay on track and that you're also you're getting all the points covered that needs to be covered in a particular documentary. So that's what I learned today, and I'm glad I came out and it helped, and got to put this stuff to good use, and hopefully we can do it again.
What would you call this, I guess? This would be more of
a conversation.
All right. How was that for you?
It was pretty nice. I think it went a lot smoother than I thought. You know, I was kind of like putting my pieces together, what to say. You know, I'm not really just spontaneous to speak. But I think it worked out perfectly. I think that Matt was very prepared. He had all his points put together and that he led it really well. I think it was a great topic. I think that it's going to really make a difference in people's lives. Hopefully we can reach those that are, you know, just at the lion's mouth, just about to get in, about to get really deep and pull them out of that fire.
I'm really fascinated by how high-tech this all looks and how much probably effort there goes and how much knowledge goes into all this with all the lighting and the cameras. And I think it's cool. I'm very supportive of making Christian documentaries to fight against false doctrine, to help make converts, and to help the cause of Christ. It's a very encouraging thing. For one, I'm a big fan when brethren in this church or other like-minded churches, they make projects and they think of ideas. Like, for example, we have a member in our church named Kevin, and he made YouTube cards of his own just because he wanted to make it his own way and in his own design. And I'm a big fan of that. People come up with ideas where they make documentaries on their own. They want to go on all sorts of other projects where they want to produce on their own, and it helps advance the cause of Christ and helps us as a movement to grow and to succeed.